Welcome to your 24/7 Dad Power Hour podcast. I'm Rollin Warren, President, National Fatherhood Initiative. This week's Time to Connect Reach Out assignment asks you to write to your children about what it means to be a Christian father. In many ways, Matthew chapter 3, verse 16 through chapter 4, verse 1 epitomizes what Christian fatherhood is all about. It reveals a principle that I like to call affirmation before temptation. As Jesus comes out of the water after he's baptized, his father calls down from heaven, "This is my son, with whom I'm well pleased." This very next verse tells us that Jesus was led into the desert to be tempted by the devil, and as we know, without sin. God the Father knew that his son, in his humanity, needed to be affirmed by his father before entering a period of great temptation. What a powerful model for us earthly fathers. Whenever I see a young person make the news for doing something violent or dangerous, I often think about what could have been if this child had been affirmed by his or her father at the right time. The DC sniper case was a tragic example of this, and it hit me very close to home. The two snipers, 38-year-old John Muhammad and 17-year-old Lee Malvo, were caught just a few minutes from my wife's office, and many of the shootings took place within a few miles of my home and office. After the snipers were caught, it was revealed that Malvo was abandoned by his father when he was very young, and Muhammad took advantage of this weakness that he saw in the 17-year-old. I encourage you this week to show your children that you will not let them be tempted by the world and that you will help them overcome it. Because what every kid needs is a father who loves and affirms them.